It is a Thursday morning. Spring's arrived. It's day one's going to be 20 degrees later. It's a fine day across the county. A county with a proud tradition of Speedway. And the Witches are back in action for 2025. It is press day at Venue 16. Boz is there for us. Morning, Bozzy.
Morning. You've got to say, if the sun's out, Speedway season starting, this is exactly what we've ordered. And I tell you, I've got two top people down here from the Witches. One person who we never really managed to catch up with live on air every single week. A man who you could say is the nicest man in Speedway. Put him on a Speedway bike, he's pretty much the fastest racer that you can find out there. Good morning, Emil. Great to see you back with the Witches. What's brought you back this year?
Good morning. Yeah, that's another year, which one... I want to make England again for Ipswich, and I'm happy to be here again.
And sort of, what is the benefits do you see? Of course, you're very busy in Poland, you've got new sponsors over there. What's the benefits to come in to do England every single year? Because it's a lot of travel. Not that I'm wish to put you off at all.
Obviously, this is sometimes hard, but it's, you know, I don't think about that and just... see the plane, and I just want to make the job for the club and make my points. And of course, that's not easy sometimes, but I am still enjoying, and I'm ready for the season.
And just like, if we reflect actually on the team this year, a couple of changes, one change, Tom Brennan coming. What's your thoughts on the Witches, teammates as such?
To be honest, it's good names, but we'll see how we'll be in the track and what we can do in some scores, some points. And I hope, you know, that will be all right. And that year will be finally ours. And I don't want to speak about that because, you know, we every year just have some goals, which one was some problem is even like last year or 2023, and so this new year, which one is we try to thinking positive, and I hope we can get the enjoy the season, and it will be good season for us.
Awesome. And of course, a lot of people really wound up and going, can the Witches do it? We were here 12 months ago, Chris, and at that moment in time, of course, the team was pretty solid. We had high hopes. Didn't quite end that way as we came out of the season. I know various reasons. Spoke to Danny earlier on about, obviously, the injuries there. But how does the Ipswich Witches keep pulling it out of the bag to get riders the calibre that we've got and, you know, looking forward to this season as well?
Well, we're very fortunate that, you know, they want to be back here. So it's quite easy in that respect. And you know, there's just the one change, as you said, with Tom coming in to replace Keenan. And I think that shows what we had last year. We don't need to make changes. We're not chasing it. We just got to stay fit. And we've got a very good chance of competing at the top. So, we're just positive. We're not looking at last year. We're not looking back. We're just looking forward. And it's time for a couple of trophies in the cabinet.
And sort of just to Emil, you know, suddenly the last year you saw at the start the crowd seemed to be up. I mean, what's it like compared to Poly Speedway coming to the Witches fans? Different atmosphere, different kind of vibe at the club or what?
Yeah, that's sure. You know, there's different atmosphere here and between Poland, because Poland, you have different atmosphere in a meeting. It here is more... quiet maybe, but it's we still get a lot of support, you know, from fans, and I would like to say thanks for them, and I hope they will come this year also to support us, and not only in Ipswich, just some away meetings, and just we try to do 100% and track.
And sort of, Chris, I see as I look down the clubs this year, you know, we talk about Ipswich, which is, I appreciate it's going to be Thursdays, you've got some Monday meetings in there as well. But let's look at the other clubs who are going to be coming to visit. There's some exciting entertainment that we're going to see at Foxhall this year, surely.
I think every team has improved. You know, the bottom of the league last year, mainly Birmingham and Kings Lynn in particular, they look a lot stronger. Kings Lynn look a lot like the Peterborough side, Dad's Army as it was tagged, that won a couple of years ago, and Kings Lynn look very similar to that. You know, if they're all firing, a very difficult team to beat, home or away. And then you've got the usual suspects, Bellevue, Sheffield, you know, Leicester came good last year, I think those top teams to me look ever so slightly weaker maybe than last year. I think we've got ever so slightly stronger. So yeah, it bodes well for us. We're looking forward to it.
And of course, you know, we'll be there. We'll be following you through the course of the season. But it really does come down to the end of season, which is really where last year it was obviously a struggle. We're back at it this year. But we're first one, just reflect and then reflect. We're out the knockout cups, the first match on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, we're not looking at the end of the season yet. That's a long way off. We've got to start the season strongly first, and we couldn't have a tougher challenge. We're home and away against Bellevue. We're there on Monday the 24th and then back at home on Thursday the 27th. So that's the focus. That's all we're thinking about right now is starting a good cup run. As I said, probably for us in particular, we couldn't have a tougher start. So if we get that right, then the rest of the season looks good.
Now, would you believe there's a man on the end of this line here who, until last year, had only ever seen one Speedway match, and then we brought him up to Foxhall. James, what were your kind of takeaways from the match last time round?
Very exciting. The telly, whilst it's great coverage, doesn't do it full justice. I guess that's the case for most sports, isn't it? But it was a very exciting. I got properly wrapped up in it. I can't wait for this season and for us to be back there doing more stuff on the Speedway, because it's very exciting.
Yeah, and you can always tell in my voice as to what's going on and how everything's kind of panning out. And it's been really exciting to get some live coverage for those Witches fans who can't travel, you know, sit by the radio. And, of course, it's always exciting to see Emil, to see Jason. There's just some real talent that's come back to British Speedway this year. And, you know, there's a big press day, isn't it, happening on Sunday, Chris?
Yeah, it's the media day for the Premiership. And every team will be there with every rider. So, good chance for the media to get what they want out of it. And, looking forward to that. It's nice to see the other riders, the other team managers. You get a feel for how things are looking for the season. But, it was good to have James up there last year. It'd be nice to... The only thing better than seeing him regularly up at the track would be 12p a pint, I think.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Actually, just a point on that, James. Just we mentioned the Premiership press day. There is going to be an Instagram live session with each of the team, and they're going to hand the phone around each team member, and you can ask live questions. And there'll also be a bit of a press conference as well. So if you want to see some of the riders, you know, especially usually it's Emil, Jason, Danny, and others who are involved in that, and of course we'll be there. So lots to look forward to. As I say, Monday night, the first away fixture for us at Bellevue. Emil and Jason, well, they had a little bit of a skid around earlier on this week. Hopefully, how's the track?
Perfect.
Perfect. So we might drop that bogey that we always seem to have up at Bellevue. And then, look, it would be great to see Foxhall Field next Thursday for the first match of the season. Are we going to come out on top on Bellevue? And, of course, all the coverage here on Gen X Radio Suffolk.
What would be the sense of the target for this season, do you think, then, guys? What would you say? I mean, obviously, things didn't turn out quite as planned last year, what with all that went on. What would be a sense of achievement? What would you want to achieve this season?
Emil might let one of his secrets. I don't know. Emil, what's your take on achievements for this year?
So I hope just we will be number one, because, you know, it's what our goal is from last 2 years. So it's I hope that this year, you know, we have, like I said, we have good team. Which one is can do that?
Awesome. So, and I will say, Chris, there was no other answer that could be given, because Chris just showed... stuck his finger up and said one, which I think makes sense. But look, there's
no, that's a great
cup,
goal,
right?
That's a great
got to
goal.
Have the number one. Yeah. Why do you put? Oh, not being funny, right? Ipswich Town, what, they wanted to be higher up, etc. Enter and go for it. You want success, and Ipswich Witches, I'll be honest, travel up and down the country. They've brought some success over the past kind of couple of years. You know, started off obviously very strong last year, didn't quite go there. But look at the previous year. Hey, we got something with gold on it. We got a trophy the year before, so that was good.
Yeah. And I got to say as well, and we've seen evidence of what happens when there are difficulties and options just up the road, of course, with the difficulties up at Mildenhall. So for the good folk of Suffolk to get behind the Witches, so vitally important, because it's a difficult thing running a team like that with all the financial pressures, right? So we've got to support it.
Absolutely. And Chris, just on that note, around the financial pressures, you know, rainy days, not great, but But you're balancing the books, aren't you, continually on this?
Just about. But yeah, without the support of the fans, obviously it all falls apart. You know, we're lucky we've got good, loyal sponsors that are back every year and support us very well. But yeah, it's about fans on the terraces. It's what makes it the entertaining night out that it is, and them getting behind the team. So look, we've been favourites last year, most pundits' favourites. I think we probably are this year. We just need to translate that into trophies, and that's what we're setting out to do.
Oh, I hope we get some pictures of those trophies.
Yeah. We want to be up there for that, no question of it. Maybe you can bring us back a vol-au-vent while you're,
A vol-au-vent.
Hobnobbing with the stars today.
Bacon roll, Chris says. I can send you a bacon roll as I drive past you later
Can't
on.
Wait.
So.
Can't wait. A very exciting season ahead then for the Ipswich Witches 2025. Presto today at Venue 16. Boz will be back from there slightly later with yet more stars.